Welcome back to Three Good Things. My name is Shardul, and this is the podcast where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Our first word of the day comes from the app that is probably the second most used app on most teenagers' phones, or maybe the most used app, Snapchat. Snapchat, which rebranded to Snap a couple years ago, is acquiring a startup called Voca.ai, which makes AI-based voice agents for call centers. Now, you might be thinking Snapchat is more of a quintessential consumer app. It doesn't really have a component that is service-oriented, where people call in for issues. But what's interesting is Snap could be leveraging their consumer audience, which boasts over 250 million DAUs, daily active users, and taking that audience to have more services for business. Now think of taking that consumer audience and integrating that with consumer-oriented products. When you have consumer-oriented products where people are buying, think of e-commerce, things like that, people can call if they have any issues with their order. What's interesting is that they're buying Voca.ai, which is a voice assistant for customer support services. And Voca is the only one that comments on the article. Representatives for Snap have not commented on the acquisition, but Voca notes that 7 out of 10 customers still prefer to speak with an agent. And Voca.ai itself offers natural, human-like conversations that leave the customer wondering if they spoke with a virtual or a human agent. The platform itself serves as a triage system, which handles simple inbound queries to more complex issues that are handed over to agents. Again, no one from Snap commented on the acquisition, but the people close to the matter, Voca.ai has a team of 40 that will all be joining Snap, and the company was founded in Israel with offices all over the globe. The investors include Lul Ventures and Flint Capital, and it's notable that the startup itself has powered over millions of conversations, making it a very interesting acquisition by Snap. Snap itself could be able to build better interactions with its own customers. Snap registered a 52% growth in revenue in just Q3, and $679 million in business is nothing to sniff at. It's a natural and logical move for it to be considered a big player to build more business use case services into Snapchat itself and diversify revenue along with that. Of course, the main reason people use Snapchat, aside from just sending snaps, is to communicate with family and friends, build relationships, play with the filters, and learn. Now, you see a bunch of different things that Snap is making moves on. Previously, they acquired companies like Luxury, AI Factory, and C-Imagine, which also happens to be another startup in Israel. So they're picking up more and more IP in the AI space, and with that, it means more integration with their photo and video filters, as well as their AR-related applications. We'll only have to see where Snap takes the acquisition from here, but it is some good news that you see a big company like Snap getting into a more diversified revenue kind of income stream. Our second good news of the day comes from a company that is called So Good, So You. And they just landed $14.5 million in raised funding to stay in the competitive juice market. I love this story because it is the story of a couple in Minneapolis who founded a company called Juice So Good. Rita Katana and Eric Hall founded the company and quickly reorganized under the brand name So Good in 2016. The company itself provides plant-based beverages that are cold-pressed with natural ingredients known to improve immune system health. Unfortunately, Katana and Hall declined to disclose the total amount of funding raised, but it is the largest funding to date. So Good, So You, the company, will put the new capital to work on hiring more talent to add to their 40-employee workforce, as well as investing in community and brand. Being in the CPG beverage category, they need to grow at a certain rate, which makes it very interesting because they've been profitable since mid-2019, just last year. But the new funding is crucial for them to stay competitive. They're growing at an organic rate, but once the category becomes hyper-competitive with many other players in the industry that are in the CPG space, it's important that you have the amount of funding you can actually get into different areas of wellness and actually have a huge skew. Or a huge amount of SKUs. Now, the interesting part is where the current pandemic comes in. So with the shift to the pandemic, you see a huge increase in D2C businesses and direct-to-consumer businesses, because less people are going to shopping centers and purchasing things off the shelves due to those places being crowded and having large gatherings. Instead, they're going online. They're purchasing directly from websites, directly from the brands that they like. What's interesting for a company like So Good, So You is that if you look at the total grocery stores, they don't have 50% penetration yet. The majority of their channels are drug convenience stores and small mom and pop stores, but they haven't tapped into those either. So they're banking on their online presence, getting the majority of the sales. What's interesting, and in the past 18 months, so a year and a half, So Good, So You has grown by over 380%, which means they can expect the same growth to happen in the coming years if the existing trends occur. With the global pandemic, they have leapfrogged into the mainstream, and now they are actually selling their wellness shots across over 4,500 stores in 47 states. The company is innovating constantly, and with the investment from Prelude Growth, they're adding two people to their board, Neda Dhanesh and Alicia Sontag, who are both co-founders and managing partners at Prelude Growth, will join the board. And from there, they're banking on the fact that So Good, So You is a product that is resonating with millennials and has high repeat rates. A repeat rate is where a consumer buys one product and then buys that again and again and again. The wellness shot category is known for its repeat rates because after someone finds a really good wellness shot option, they're more likely to purchase that shot or more shots again and again because it is something quick, it is quickly consumable, and from there they can purchase more as needed. The functional product offerings that So Good, So You offers are made with clean, plant-based ingredients, and there's a rise that they're seeing in consumers because people are asking for convenience as well as supporting new ingredients, such as plant-based ingredients. The appeal is to everyday Americans who are looking for functional wellness and looking for the healthiest alternative out there. And I think So Good, So You is our second good thing of the day, and I'm ecstatic that they are able to raise almost $15 million to stay in the market and really make sure that health does not come second to sugary additive drinks. Our third good thing of the day is actually something that is close to my house, my home and my heart. Hasan Minhaj and Cole Haan collaborated. They made a shoe together, and there's two videos that Cole Haan put out on their YouTube channel. If you're not familiar with Cole Haan, they're an apparel brand that is specifically oriented around kind of high fashion men's wear, but at the same time, it's pretty affordable. When I was growing up, I needed a suit, and where I went first to get a suit was Man's Warehouse. And very quickly, I was surprised by how much money they charge for their suits. It's somewhat ridiculous, and then some of the suits themselves aren't actually that fashionable or don't look that great. Then my friend told me about Cole Haan. This is an unsponsored podcast, but at Cole Haan, I noticed that not only do they look like sneakers, they kind of have some swagger to their clothing, but they take stuff and they make it look cool. And then not only do they make it look cool, but they also just have a level of quality that will last for years upon years upon years. So not only do you know that you're buying into a good brand, but you know you're buying into a brand that you'll love for almost over a decade. The video itself talks about Hasan and his pivotal career moments over the course of his career as a comedian, as well as host of Patriot Act on Netflix, which unfortunately was canceled due to whatever. But as a South Asian man myself, it's great to see a brand that I grew up purchasing partnering with a South Asian man who has done leaps and bounds for comedy as well as for the South Asian community. The second video, which is not linked but is also on the Cole Haan page, includes Hasan's dad, Najmeh Minhaj. And I'm personally really close to my dad, and I think it's interesting to see not only Hasan as the kind of face of this Cole Haan Hasan Minhaj partnership, but also including his dad to talk about his roots. And they're very quick spots, they're very quick kind of ads, but it's a great it's a great example of representation, as well as putting a South Asian celebrity at the forefront of your product line. Cole Haan has partnered with many other people in the past, but this is the first time, I think at least, that they've partnered with someone who is of a prominent member in the South Asian community. Check out the video on YouTube. It's about 2 minutes long, and then the ad with his dad is about 30 minutes long. But they're both fantastic watches, and I highly recommend you check them out. That is it for today's edition of Three Good Things. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been told that I don't talk good. So this podcast is a main means for me to talk gooder. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on any platform. My handle is @shardulgo. That's S-H-A-R-D-U-L-G-O. And please provide me with feedback. If you want to be a guest on the next podcast, feel free to DM me across any platform. I would love to have you on, and we'd love to either amplify your reach or just have a great conversation. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Three Good Things, and I will see you tomorrow.